It's our SME special feature. Today we speak to a young man who grows vegetables without soil. He's boosting his knowledge in this area by currently studying micro and cell biology at the University of KZN. Well, to tell us about hydroponics and his entrepreneurial journey so far, I'm joined on the line by Mongezi Dlamini. He's the founder of Ananaya Gardens. Thanks very much for joining us, Mongezi. Now, just start by telling us what is hydroponics and then tell us what your business is about.
Hydroponics is a method of farming that excludes the utilization of soil when you're planting. So you just plant any type of plant on water as the sole provider of nutrients, and you use any sort of support that is inert in nature. Then that's what we do at Ananaya, and it gets more complicated as you go through with it.
Yeah. So what is it that you guys grow with this method, and what's the process involved?
So what we grow at Ananaya Gardens, for now, we're still growing lettuces and strawberries. So those are the two crops that we're still growing at the moment. But with time, we are looking into growing those high-value crops such as rice, but we have a strategy that is different from the strategy that we're using right now. So the crops we're growing right now are for us to grow into in the market and have enough financial muscles to tackle our next project.
Yeah. Just paint us a picture, Mongezi, in terms of where you grow your stuff and the kind of size of your operation at the moment.
So right now we don't have a big site where we operate in. So we're growing in a place called Estin. It's next to Camperdown, next to Peter Maritzburg, along the side. So we have just one greenhouse at the moment, which grows approximately 3,000 heads of lettuces in a space of 12 meters only. So we just utilizing all the heights and the flat land we have. So we have an advantage of growing upwards, which is something that is not seen with the traditional methods of farming.
I've seen that on TV before, sort of like vertical planting.
Yeah, vertical planting.
Interesting. So what's the turnaround time from when you plant seeds to harvesting? And is this a very capital-intensive exercise?
It's a very capital-intensive exercise, but once you get the keys and everything that you need for it to operate well, then the operations are much cheaper. They are much cheaper than even the traditional methods of farming. But the capital is quite intense. So to answer your second question about the turnaround time of the crops, the turnaround time of the crops can be manipulated if you know the know-how of the crops that you're growing.
Yes.
So at Ananaya, we can just make the lettuce head, the iceberg lettuce, in not more than 25 days. It takes us at least 21 days to grow the lettuce to its full size.
Wow. So why would I, as a consumer, want to buy lettuce or strawberries or any other thing that you grow through this hydroponic system rather than buying something that I know has grown in the soil? What is the qualitative difference between them and, you know, things that are grown traditionally?
For that, you need to, I think people need to know the basics and what goes into agriculture nowadays.
Mm.
The traditional agriculture is feeding us poisons. They are feeding us the pesticides, they are feeding us the herbicides that they spray these plants with. So at Ananaya, when you're buying an Ananaya product, you rest assured that none of those chemicals are being utilized there. There's no carbon emissions that were released in the process of planting. So it's a very, very clean process of planting. And at the same time, it's very environmentally friendly. The quality is impeccable of the produce. You can even see it. Once you see the lettuce, you taste it, the crispiness. You can see this is a lettuce that has been grown in a private school, that has gone in private school.
Mongezi, you're funny. So what about the market that you have? You know, when you grow your crops, who do you sell it to currently?
Right now, we're selling to the Springbok Foods market, and we're also selling to Durban Farmers Market,
okay,
which is based in Durban North. And we also have an agreement in the pipeline with the Food Lovers Market, but it hasn't fruited yet because of some technicalities that we have came across in
okay.
the company.
All right, good luck with that. So you're at university with a view to getting an even better handle on your business, which you obviously understand very well already. How is that going? And I understand that you're also trying to come up with solutions that could help farmers in general.
Right now, I graduated in my Bachelor of Sciences in Microbiology and Cell Biology, which helped me so much understanding of the technicalities that are needed in the business. I can just conduct any test that I need to conduct right now. Then at the moment, I'm doing my honors in supply chain and marketing, which is helping me in the management of the business. Then once I'm done with that, then I'll be good to go and make this thing bigger and bigger.
Excellent. So you had the opportunity of getting into NGEN's Pitch and Polish program in Durban as a workshop delegate. What were they doing there to help entrepreneurs like yourself? And what were some of the key learnings that you took away from that experience?
So this was the biggest highlight of my life. So I entered the NGEN Pitch and Polish program, I think it was 2018. Then during this time, I just saw it was new to me, the pitching and everything that was done. It was so professional, you know, it was something that I was not used to.
Yes.
I managed to came up on top of Durban, and I went to represent Durban on in Johannesburg, and I came out on the semifinals in Johannesburg, and I had the opportunity of meeting the Alan Race, who helped me a lot in understanding business and the staff at Race Corp.
Yes.
They helped me so much in understanding the business. They helped me a lot in understanding finances. I remember this other time I was trying. I thought my business was top, and I was so over my head and full of it.
Mm.
Then this other time, Alan Reyes walked in and he interviewed all our business and dissected them.
Yes.
And he told me that my business was immature in front of all the other contestants. and I was so shattered by that time. But he meticulously went through everything and showed me where my company was lacking.
Yes.
And it helped me understand what is needed of me in order to be a top businessman or entrepreneur in South Africa. And even today, the learnings in which I learned from that competition and program at large are still with me.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. Because I suppose, you know, when you're growing, you've got to subject yourself to scrutiny and, you know, constructive criticism so that you can grow. Mm-hmm. So it sounds really positive that you took it like that. So what's your advice to others who want to pursue their entrepreneurial dreams about how they need to keep focus and so on?
What I can say, entrepreneurship is not about passion. It's about an obsession. You just have to be obsessed with something that you're doing, and you have to be mono-minded, if there is a word like that. You have to focus on one thing and master it and do it fast, because in the entrepreneurship world, everything is fast. So
yes.
The competition can arise from anywhere. And from today, people can like you, and tomorrow they won't like you. You have to grow thick skin and a callous mind in order to manage dealing with all those stresses and have the right psychology to face public failures, because you fail and everyone can see that you failed in this thing that you're doing. So that's all I can say to the emerging entrepreneurs.
That was Mongezi Dlamini. He's the founder of Anonaya Gardens.